From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Democrats are ready Tuesday to officially proclaim former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as her 2016 presidential nominee. It makes her the first U.S. woman to ever become a major party standard bearer in the race for the White House. In the time-honored tradition of U.S. presidential nominating conventions, state delegations, one after another at the party's gathering in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will cast a majority of votes for Clinton. Her challenger, through months of campaigning, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling for his supporters to vote for him. The VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. The Islamic State group said Tuesday that two assailants who stormed a church in France and killed an elderly priest were its soldiers. That's according to an IS-linked news agency report. The report says the perpetrators of the Normandy church attack are soldiers of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target countries of the Crusader Coalition. That's according to the Amaq news agency, citing a security source. Two assailants stormed the church during morning mass, taking five people inside hostage and slitting the throat of the priest who was in his 80s. The attackers were then killed by police as they emerged from the church. This is the French Interior Ministry spokesman.
He says the Paris prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorist unit of the judicial police and the director general of interior security. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande Tuesday vowed to wage war against the Islamic State by every means within the law. This is VOA News. Two al-Shabaab car bombs exploded outside the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport early Tuesday during morning rush hour, killing at least 13 people, according to Somali security officials. Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked terror organization, claimed responsibility for the attack on the group's Anadolu's radio station. Seven of the 13 people killed were UN guards, according to security officials. The entrance targeted in the bombing is regularly used by employees who work at the airport and is located near UN and African Union buildings that connect to the airport. Japan is in a state of shock over Tuesday's knifing attack in which at least 19 disabled people were murdered and 25 others wounded. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshide Suga described the attack as very tragic and shocking. He says he's praying for peace for the departed souls and extended condolences to the bereaved relatives of the victims. The suspect has been identified as a 26-year-old former employee of the facility who allegedly murdered the people as they slept. He has a history of mental illness and had been hospitalized early this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. He did turn himself in at a police station carrying bloodied knives and admitting to officers saying, "I did it," reportedly adding, "the disabled should all disappear." The Philippines and China should turn the page and hold talks over contested areas of the South China Sea after a tribunal shot down Beijing's claims to the strategic waterway. Those comments come from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. He reiterated Washington's stance that the tribunal's decision to favor the Philippines was binding. However, he added that it was time to seek new ground.
This could be a very important moment of shifting how this discussion has taken place and not being played out through public moves unilaterally and challenges, but in a constructive and thoughtful, engaged diplomatic manner.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Authorities in Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 120 fighters of the Islamic State terror group, including senior commanders, as well as capturing a key base for the militants in Nangarhar province that borders Pakistan. Security forces also arrested more than two dozen militants of the group during the operations, according to a provincial government spokesman speaking to VOA. However, it's not possible to verify those officials' claims. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.